case number 2 come forward, please? That's the Willimantic case.
Willimantic case?
Yep. 22213-D.
You can have a seat right here, sir. Thank you.
Good morning. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Yes, good morning. Lieutenant Matthew Solak, S-O-L-A-K, on behalf of Issuing Authority, Chief Paul M. Hussey.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Lieutenant, although it did not say, I don't think, in the denial letter, it appears the appellant is a convicted felon by virtue of at least 3 DUI convictions within a period of 10 years. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sir, there were convictions bouncing from sheet to sheet. I have before me 3 convictions under 14227A, which is the DUI statute. One in 2001, one in 2004, and one in 2010. I believe there might have even been ones prior, but because of the breakdown of the 10-year span, that's how they're judged in terms of whether it's a first, second, or third. The fact that you have 3 convictions under that statute renders you a convicted felon, and therefore this board does not have authority to grant your appeal of the denial. So you have 2 options. You can proceed, in which case we will immediately go to a vote and deny your appeal, or you can withdraw your case. If you were to withdraw your case, you could seek a pardon of those convictions, which would erase the convictions, and thereby remove your felony status. And you could reapply. The underlying conduct associated with those arrests and convictions could still be brought up, but you're not automatically disqualified if you were successful in obtaining pardons. So those are your 2 options: either proceed, knowing you're not going to win today, or withdraw your case and make your choices going forward according to however you want to handle that.
I made a mistake and didn't understand the question.
So. Oh, I understand that, yeah.
What town do you live in?
Willimantic.
I still live in Willimantic.
And I thought I could just come in, tell the truth.
Well, even if you tell the truth, we don't have the power under the statutes
right.
which form this board to grant your appeal.
Right.
Whether you made a mistake or not on your application is neither here nor there at this point. So you can proceed, and we will deny your appeal, or you can withdraw and leave and go on with your life or seek the pardon.
There'll be no other chance of applying?
You would be able to reapply. You will never be successful with an application to get a pistol permit until the felony status is lifted from your record.
Oh, I got a felony?
Yeah. Yeah,
You have a third offense, DUI, where you were sentenced to 3 years and you had to serve, I think, 1 year?
Yeah.
That's a felony.
Oh, I didn't know. I answered it no.
Yeah, regardless of how you answered,
right.
It doesn't... Right now, the only issue here is your status is you are a convicted felon.
Right.
Okay.
As long as that's on your record, you would be unsuccessful to get a pistol permit in Connecticut. If for some way, good idea to contact a lawyer, that can be removed, you can reapply. But the actions of the DUIs over time can still be used to show suitability, just you would no longer be a convicted felon. We have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, we withdraw.
Okay. All right, the case has been withdrawn by the appellant at 10:16 a.m. You're all set for today.
Okay.